Per Gimel, we're up to Pasuk. Pasuk Beis. Okay, Pasuk Beis up to the Rashi's. Okay. The Ekra Li, the Chamisha, so close to you, the Pasuk. So the Pasuk over here says that Hashem says, I'm going to purchase for me. Okay, I'm going to purchase for me, Bechamisha.
Close your cell phone, please.
Okay, I'm going to purchase for me, Bechamisha, also a Kasef, for 15 coins. The Choymer Soirim, and a measure of barley. The Lesach Soirim. So we learned yesterday, according to the Mitzudas, this means the magic number is 15. And we spent a lot of time yesterday learning that according to the Mitzudas, this refers to the 15 Nevi'im that gave over prophecy for Acharis Hayamim. That was the interpretation of the Mitzudos David. And now we're going to see Rashi. Rashi has many a whole different approach. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk based in Rashi, Ve'ek ve'ek reho li, I'm going to purchase for me l'shoyim sechoyra. The word ek reho means business, a business acquisition. Kamo asher korisi li, it was referring to the Ma'aris Machpelah. The Ma'aris Machpelah, Avraham said, who said the word asher korisi li? I think it refers to Avraham. He said this about the Ma'aris Machpelah that he purchased from Efer Nachiti. And then Rashi tells us the etymology of the word Bikrachi Hayam Karin L'mechira Kira, that in the islands of the sea, the word Mechira is called a Kira. I'm always curious why specifically the Karche Hayam. Maybe it's related to the word Karche. Karche, Bikrachi Hayam. Karche means an island. So the shoresh of the word island is the same shoresh as the word kira, chafresh. Right? Is there a similarity to the two letters, kira and karche? Maybe that's the significance. Why?
Maybe they just couldn't pronounce the map.
Is that the reason? Mechira. They dropped the mem. I didn't notice that. They dropped the word ekreha is where you drop the mem. Okay, so Mechira, interesting. Okay, so for whatever reason, an island is something you buy. You have these rich people, they own their own islands. Okay, you can't buy a country, but you can buy an island? Is that really true? I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You can buy,
there are people that own
islands, Amish islands. How many islands are there in the world? Do we have a count?
Hundreds of them.
Oh, there
sound
little.
Yes, of course, there are teeny little islands.
Yeah.
How many?
In New York State, 1,000 islands. You have a lot of islands.
1,000 islands?
That's what it's called.
Yes,
and how many islands are there really?
There are a lot, but they're big, little, but you know,
little
some islands
like
in Iraq, or some islands are big enough for, you know, like a Central Park.
Okay.
People own them.
So maybe that's why it's called to purchase, because a krach, they're islands, you can't buy a country. But maybe if you're rich enough, you can, it's a sign of wealth, you can buy an island. So here we go. First he quotes the Targum. Targum, you're telling me, son, Ufi Rak. Tinun, I am going to redeem the Jewish people. B'memri, with my words. B'memri, b'chameshes asar l'yerach nisan. So here is his first new interpretation. It means the number 15 alludes to the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan. The Havis Kesaf Tiklaya Kippur Nafshehoin. I'm going to give the Jews the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel. And the Machzis HaShekel will be as a pidyon L'chaper al Nafshoi Seichem. Va'amoritz Dihoin Mikorvin Kodomai. And I told them they should bring for me the Omer. What do we bring on the 16th day of Nisan? On the first day, Chol HaMoed, we bring the carbon Omer, which comes from barley. That's why it says Choymer Soirim, Ara Musa, V'Amaris Dihoid Mikavin Kodamai Oimer, Ara Musa Me'alilas Soirin. Okay, I'm not sure what those words mean, but it basically means it's what you lift up from the Alilas. I don't know what the word Alas means. I don't know. It means what? From the collection of flour. Me'alas Sa'arin, Sa'arin is the barley. I guess you take a. The Mishnais tell us that they harvest a significant amount of barley, and they only take from that the best. They sift it 13 times, and they take from that the very, very best. So I guess from the collection, from this mixture of barley, they're going to uplift a select, the best portion, and they're going to offer that as the carbon on the Yom Tov of Pesach. Kilaimar, lo hogatim bidvarim kashim. Hashem says, I did not trouble you. When I took you for me as a nation, I did not make many demands. The only thing I wanted from you is bidvarim kashim v'chamisha asar kosef. Then it makes another drasha. The 15 kosef, and the 15 kosef is bigmatria nisan. Okay, they both have exactly the same gematria. So when it says here on the 15th day of Kosef, it really means on the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan. That is his interpretation. So far, let's just reflect. What do we have over here? Then when it says over here, it says that ve'ekrecho li, I purchased them, I took them, or ekrecho means the lush of pidyon. Okay, it seems that he's saying over here is the word the ekrecho li is a reference for ufer rak tinun, I redeem them. Redeem them. Why is the word ekrecho redemption? Because I guess the pay and the chaf is I don't really know how you get from one word to the next. Okay, a chaf and a pay are very similar. The only difference between them is the inside. They have a little dot on the inside. So that makes the thing similar, not really sure. But basically saying ve'ekrecho means I redeemed the Jewish people for me. When did I redeem them? When did I take them as a nation for me? On the 15th day of Nisan, I did not trouble them, did not make any big demands. I just asked them for a little barley to make a carbon, and that's all I want. I guess this is in contrast, you study other religions. Other religions were very demanding. Other religions, whoever the God is, they want their children. You have to offer their children as sacrifices. They want all your money. They want all these crazy things. Study, you have to, the study of religion, and we'll discover that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very easy on us. He does not make any demands. All he wanted was a very simple carbon called the first carbon that we brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach was the carbon of redemption, but there was machzah shekel, only half of a shekel, and then the carbon of the barley. Now we go to another interpretation. V'psikta hu nidrash b'chamish osu kesef, b'chamish osu b'nisan, choymer v'lesech, harei arbon b'chamisha. So we're going to count 45 days, because choymer, we learned this yesterday, choymer is 30 saw. Yesterday we focused that a choymer is 10 eifa. There are different types of measurements in a choymer. On the one hand, a choymer is 10 eifa, but on the other hand, a choymer is 30 saw, because each eifa is further broken down into 3 saw. A lesach is 5 eifa. So 5 times 3 is going to be 15. It's half. So therefore, if a choymer is 30 saw, that means that a lesach is 15 saw. What is 13 plus 15? 45. So we go forward 45 days. Where does 45 days bring us? It brings us to Chodesh Sivan. B'Chodesh Hashlishi, it says, B'nei Yisrael Boho Midbar Sinai. They came to Har Sinai. Okay, so B'Nisan, the Choymer V'Lesach, Harei Arbor Mechamisha, is 45. Sin, Shehachoymer Shloishim Sa'a, V'Halesach Hatzi Choymer. V'Oymar Eleha, Yomim. So now what does that mean? So Rashi continues to explain. V'Oymar Eleha said to her, Yomim Rabim Teshvi Li. Go further in the drush. Yomim b'loshen rabim yom is shnayim. Rabim is shloisha. So yomim is plural to rabim, relative to yomim, is going to be another 3. Harei chamisha. Elu, that takes us from 45 to 50. 50 takes us to vav sivan. Harei chamishim yom shebein pesach latzeres bo bayom nosati lo esatoira ubo en it. His hartia, I warned her in the Torah, lo sizni v'lo sihi sihi le'ish, lo yiyya l'choy l'chem achirim, do not worship gods, v'gam ani eloich, anochi Hashem lokech. It also says in the Aseret HaDibros, anochi Hashem lokech, v'asher also shfai. So this is, so far, just review. Over here, the 15th day refers to the 15th day of Nisan, and then it says, echoymer and a lesech, that is 45, and Hashem says, Yomim is 2, Rabim is another 3, 5, 45 plus 5 is 50. We come to Har Sinai, come to Mount Torah, and Hashem reversed the order. Do not lo yihye l'cho Elohim achirim. And the first of the Dibro says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now, go further. V'asher osa shnei cheshbonos. mechamishim yoim, echol l'soif choymer, v'echol l'soif lesach. Now we're going to make two calculations from the end of 45 days, and one from the end of 30 days, and one from the end of 45 days. Why do we have to break up this calculation into 30, 15, and 5? Why couldn't the pasuk just say something that has number 50? Why are we breaking it down into three parts? So the answer is we want to allude to the man. Okay, yesterday the man. This is parasha. So the echad, we Rashi also shnei cheshbonos mechamit shem yoyim echad l'soif chaymer v'echad l'soif lesach kineged haman sheyara lohem l'soif shloish shem yoyim mechamisha also be'iyar. So the reason why it says 30 is because starting on the 15th day of Nisan, 30 days from the 15th day of Nisan takes us to the 15th day of Iyar. What happened on the 15th day of Iyar? The man began to fall. Okay, that's not so silly, by the way. It's machlokes, because some say they went 3 days. We know one thing. We know for sure that the ugos matzos shahitzu mimitzrayim lasted 30 days. So there's no question they had matzah what to eat until the 15th day of Iyar. If they left Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan and they had man for 30 days, so we're at least holding by the 15th day of Iyar. The question now is, what happened on the 16th day, or maybe even on the 15th, 30 days really is the 14th day. A full 30 days takes you until the 14th day of Iyar, and now when we're up to the 15th day of Iyar, it's the 30th day and there's no more matzah. So what are they going to do? So the man began to fall. Some say the man did not fall for 3 days. They complained for 3 days. It fell on the 18th day. What will be the advantage of falling on the 18th day? Not the advantage. What will be the nafkamina? The 18th day of Iyar is Lag Ba'omer. Why is Lag Ba'omer a holiday? It's a famous Chasam Sefer. The reason why it's such a big holiday was because that's when the man began to fall. However, Rashi says Beferish in Chumash, the man fell on the 15th day of Iyar, not on the 18th day of Iyar. Other Rishonim, I don't remember the whole different opinion, but there's no questions of Machlokes Rishonim exactly when the man fell. Rashi here says the 15th day. Sheyorad lohem l'soif shloishim yoim, at the end of 30 days, b'chamisha osar bi'iyar. Now, what's the calculation of 15 days? Umisham lachamisha also yoim, another 15 days, minyan sin shel lesach, bayoim hazeh, bohu midbar Sinai, berosh chodesh sivan. That itself is ilu kervanu lufnei har Sinai, v'loy nosan lanu es hatoira dayenu. Just coming to har Sinai was in and of itself a significant event, and you'll see that mamash mamash. So you say dayenu on Hanukkah. And Pesach, I want to wake you up over here. When you say the Dayenu and the Pesach Seder, and you come to Ilur Kavod Sinai, you can see over here, Mamish, you can quote this pasuk in Hosea, where Rashi says, we have here three different, we break up the 50 days into three parts, 30, 15, and 5. The reason being so is 30 is for the man, and the next 15 is to take you, it's significant in and of itself, to come to Har Sinai. Okay, Rav Meir gave me a book. Gave me an amazing book. I have it. I want to finish it. It's about where is Har Sinai today. So what does the common man believe Har Sinai? In the Sinai Desert. That Israel once upon a time conquered in the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War, is that when they got it?
Yeah.
And they gave it back. And subsequently they gave it back. 73 gave it back. It was a very traumatic event before my time, but it appears to have been a very traumatic event when they gave it back. It was probably even worse than when they gave it Gaza. It appears that it was even more traumatic, even though who was living there already. In the mindset of the Jewish people, it was much more, at least that's the way I heard it explained. It was a very traumatic event, but people claim that that's where it is. It's the Sinai Desert. And from what I've read in this book, today it's a tourist attraction. It's a very big tourist attraction, and it's a lot of Meshugoyim hang out over there. It's a crazy place. But who says that's Har Sinai? He gave me a book where he shows that the evidence is very, very compelling. I don't know if it's true, is that it's in Saudi Arabia. Har Sinai, there's I can't pronounce the name of the mountain. What's it called? Al-Jaza. There's a mountain in Saudi Arabia. I forgot what it's called. Is where it's almost compelling. That is the real Har Sinai. And there's a whole story behind it. You have to read the book. Okay, I have the book in my bag. I'm almost finished with it. Fascinating. Okay, fascinating what's going on over there. I think right now that mountain is used in Saudi Arabia as a military base where they have radar and they have some very sophisticated...
Anyone who wants it, read it.
Project Falcon, it was called, in the 1980s. In the 1980s, the Saudi Arabia, they used that mountain as a base to set up the most sophisticated technology that exists in the world as radar against the Israelis, the Americans, the Russians, who knows. Weapons came from China. It's very, very fascinating. And in the process of discovering this mountain, I've seen that they also think they discovered Kriyas Yamsuf. Where exactly did they cross the Yam? So I have a map. He has a map. Very, very fascinating. But that would mean...
They show on PBS about it.
Yeah?
They show pictures of the water where they found chariot wheels.
Chariot wheels? And now where do they find it?
In Saudi Arabia, off the coast. Because they were
looking for
a place where so many people could gather at one open.
2 million people, a machaneh.
Al Piyaki Ros.
Right, right. Okay, there's a lot of things that shtim. A lot of things really fit all the pieces of the puzzle. They fit in very, very well. Does it make a really difference to us? Is it really nachamina? It doesn't make a difference. Just curious. Just interesting.
It's very fascinating.
It's very, okay. Some people derive inspiration from this. Some people... Doesn't touch them. Everyone is different.
I think up to the 6th century, there was a Jewish kingdom in Saudi
Arabia. Yeah? It's a desert there. There's nothing there. How can you live there?
There were different structures there.
Yeah? It's mamish desert land. Today, with technology, we can do anything. But in those days, years ago, how could you possibly survive living in Saudi Arabia? I mean, I don't know. All right, in any event,
the story with the monies from this week's parsha, the Cheshbonos, are on the pasuk from this week's parsha.
Yeah, right. So Baruch Chodesh Sivan. So here it's a very significant event, just coming to Har Sinai. What is the significance of coming to Har Sinai? So there are many interpretations. The common interpretation is Achdus. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. The most common interpretation of the significance is that it was at that moment in time, Klal Yisrael, they recognized that if we're not going to be together, if we're not going to have Achdus, we're not going to have anything. That recognition was worth the entire Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that event took place on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Achdus. Okay, there's the famous tefillah from the Shloh. The Shloh says, he supposedly has a tefillah, like another segula, a tefillah to say, Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a very holy time, not because of Matan Torah, but because of this significant event of Vayom Hazeh, Bohu, Midbar, Sinai. They came to Har Sinai. Now, with the Shem of Hai, Matzasi, Davar and Hogun, I found a Davar Hogun. Something very interesting, proper, new interpretation. Okay, new interpretation. Ve'ekrecha li, kotzavti damecha koifer pidyoyna l'negdi bedam kam. Now we're going to the sugya of Arochin, the end of Parshas, Bichu Koisai. Every person has an erich value, a set value depending upon gender and age. So the sort of Haigoin wants to read the entire Parsha of Arochin into the psukim we're about to read right now. So the Ekra Li Kotsafti Domecha Koifer Pidyoina, I set her value of Koifer Pidyoina, the amount of redemption. He's saying over here is that when a person gives his Erich value, what he's doing in essence is he is redeeming himself. Linegdi Bidomim Kalim, Hashem did not make high demands. Going back to the thing that we mentioned when we started the Rashi, Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, I did not burden you with very deep, heavy requirements. I made life easy for you. And if a person wants to redeem his neshama, he should give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, his Erech value. And what is the Erech value? It's affordable. It's not an outrageous amount of money. Okay, it's not $7 million. It's just a few shkolim. Domecha koifa pidyoina lenegdi bedomim kalim. For example, Omer, someone says, Erich nafshi olai, I want to give the erech of my neshama to the Beis Hamikdash as a donation. So the rule is im miben shishim shana v'mala. If the person is a male, we're only going to mention here males. We're not going to mention females, only males. And it's over 60 years old. V'hoi akucha chamisha osa shakel 15 coins. 15 coins is what it says the first beginning of the parasha. I purchased you for me for 15 kesef. That alludes to a purchasing. The Targum said it means redemption of your soul for a person above the age of 60 is only going to be 15 coins. V'choymer sa'irim. Then when it says a choymer, erech zohar mi ben eshrim shana v'mala v'yad ben shishim shana v'yad ben shishim chamishim shekel is 50 coins. V'heim d'nei pidyon zera choymer sa'irim. Okay, so we're not going to focus now on the a choymer is 10 ephos and is 30 saw, but the Torah says that if you want to redeem an ancestral piece of land, the calculation is a choymer, a piece of land which you can plant a choymer of barley. It's an area of land which you can plant a choymer of barley, which is 50 amos. I forgot the calculator. 100 amos by 50. I don't remember. Whatever it is, depends on the quality of land. I don't think it's a standard size. It's just a way of referring to it. Whatever it is, it's a piece of land which you can plant. You use a choymer of barley seed to plant this area. The redemption is a fixed rate of 50 shkolim for 49 years. If you sell your property in the first year of the Yovel cycle, and there are 49 years left until Yovel, so you make a calculation, and the redemption will be 50 shkolim. 50, and then the second year, you just prorate it. You make the calculation, how much is 49, let's say up to the year 30, you divide 50 shkolim by 30, by 50 shkolim, and whatever the amount of shkolim, that's how much you pay to the person who's currently possessing the land. You give it to him, and he gives the land back to you. So what do we learn from this? The number 50 is associated with a choymer of se'orim. The number 50 is the erich value of a male between 20 and 60. Next, shegamu chamishim shekel kesef. The lesech se'orim, the may pigeon karka lesech se'orim lehekdish eshim mechamisha shkolim. What is a lesech? A lesech is half. That is half of a choymer. So if a choymer is 50 shkolim, a lesech for the 49 years of Yovel is 25 shkolim. Hu erech hakotzov mi ben choydesh. That's the amount of a person between a choydesh, 1 month old, Ad ben chamesh shanim, until right. V'chamisha, I skipped over here. V'lesach soidim d'mei pidyon karka lesach soidim helakdish eshim v'chamisha shkolim hu erech hakatzav mi ben chodesh v'yad ben chamesh shanim chamisha shkolim and umi ben chamesh shanim v'yad ben eshim shana v'yerkucha eshim shkolim. The combination, not really eshim v'chamisha. We're combining here two different age groups. We're combining the age from 1 month until 5 years of age. And from 5 years of age until the age of 20, from 5 to 20, the erech is 20. From 1 month until 5 years, the erech is 5. So 5 plus 20 is 25. The lesech, which is 25, alludes to the combination of those two stages in a person's life. Achar kol hachibah hazois. After all of this love, Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, look how much I love you. I'm going to make it so easy for you. If a person wants to give kapara, you can give this amount of money. Amarti lo, I told the Jewish people, Yamim Rabim Teshvi Li Lo Sizni, you're gonna wait for me for many days. Do not commit, do not stray. Leilohim Achirim, Ki im Tizni, Yamim Rabim Yeshu Bonayich. Because if you do violate my command, then you're going to suffer. Why are you going to suffer? Yamim Rabim Yeshu Bonach. Your children are going to sit for many, many days. Ein Melech Bein Sar, Ein Zevach B'Mikdash B'Yehuda, Ein Matzeva. There's not going to be Matzeva. Batzeves Habal B'Shemam L'Malchei Yisrael. The Matzev refers to Rashi. He said that the Mitzvah is not sin. The Matzev refers to the idol, the Mizbeach that was built in the capital of Shomrayim. The capital of the Aseres Hashvatim was Shomrayim, and they built there a Mizbeach. Now, of course, that was for Avodah Zarah. That was not for Hashem. It's forbidden. The Ein Matzeves Habal of the Baal b'Shomrayim l'Malchei Yisrael. The Ein Eifoid Ein Udim V'Tumim Hamagid Lachem Ne'Lamos. You're not going to have the Udim V'Tumim to teach you secrets. Notice that he says here the Eifoid is to teach you secrets, whereas the Mitzudo said that the Eifoid was to teach you, tell you things about the future. Interesting.
No, Ne'Lamos is not necessarily secrets. Things that you don't know.
You don't know, but does that mean the future? It means things that are concealed from us. There's a very difference between knowing the future and knowing things that are concealed. The Mitzudo says that the Eifoid was a kosher form of inquiring what's going to happen in the future. Hashem allows us to inquire to the future through the Eifoid, the Urim V'Tumim. Is that really correct? So Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the Urim V'Tumim is the Megala, things you don't know. Secrets. Let's say we have mice. Let's say soldiers. They don't know whose body is who. They don't know. They had a mice with the girl Hagra of Ari Levine. They made a girl Hagra to determine which body was who. There were a whole bunch of names and a whole bunch of bodies that were buried. They wanted to know who was who, so he made a girl Hagra. It's amazing. And through the girl Hagra, he figured out who was buried where. So what would you do if you did not have a girl Hagra? You would have the Urim V'Tumim. It's Megale. But it doesn't mean that the Urim V'Tumim is going to tell you who's going to win the lottery tomorrow, or to tell you the magic numbers so I can go to the lottery and buy a lottery ticket. It doesn't say that. Mitzudos David says that's what the Urim V'Tumim did. It taught you about the future. So it's interesting. I mean, that, yes.
I think only for the Sefer. You can only ask questions for the Sefer.
Whatever it is, but it's an interesting idea because we're contrasting the Urim V'Tumim l'neged the Trofim. The Trofim seemed for most Mepharshim to teach you about the future. But Rashi does not say that either. Ve'ein ha'tvein Trofim af ha'im tzlamim ha'nasim b'kivun sha' achas hasui l'kach. It's a tzelem which is made with the intent b'kivun sha' achas ho'asuya. I don't know what that means. With precision of one moment ho'asuya l'kach, which was made for this u'medabrim me'alehem. These tzelamim, they speak, they have a koyach adibur, and they reveal secret things. There's no eifod u'mechavei. Mechavei, I guess, means speaking. Mechavei means to speak. He's calling the trofim idols that speak and reveal secrets. Okay, so this is the perush of Rashi. Rashi basically has given us how many perushim? He's given us only two perushim. I think he said first he quotes the Targum, and then he quotes his pshat, and then he quotes Rav Haigoin. So the Targum, where Hashem has redeemed us on the 15th day of Nisan. So we have really three perushim. Rashi first says, let's go back 1 second. Rashi starts with telling us Hashem redeemed us on the 15th day of Nisan because Kesef is Begematria Nisan. And then we count from there 50. First we have Rashi, 50 days. One of the 50 days, 30, 15, 5, until Matan Torah, where Hashem told us, Lo Yiyelcha and Anochi. Notice Rashi is reversing the order. According to the Pasuk, the order of the Aseres Hadibrois is being reversed. First comes Lo Yiyelcha, and then comes Anochi. And then Rashi goes on to say another interpretation. The reason why we break it down into 15, 30, and 15, 30, and 5 is because there are two calculations. One is the mon. The mon was given to us 30 days since the 15th day of Nisan. And then when we go 15, that takes us to the event of Bayoim Hazeh Bohu Midbar Sinai. And then we have Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin says that the numbers here correspond to the erech value of a male in all the stages of his life. We start with 60 and above, and the erech value is 15 coins. And then we go to the choymer, which is a code for 50 shkolim, because when a person wants to redeem an ancestral piece of land, you give 50 shkolim for chomer sa'irim for 49 years, when it says 15, so when it says then it goes on to say that is the chomer. And then when it says chomer is 25, because the chomer is lesech is 25, a lesech is half of a chomer, and the 25 refers to the combination of the value of a person from when he is 1 month old until he is 5 years old, and from 5 years old until he is 20 years old, which is 5 coins plus 20 coins for a total of 25, and that is the lesech. Okay, and then that's pretty much it. This is the interpretation of Rashi. Now let's go further. Let's finish up the other Rashis until the end of the perek. Achar, after the Yimei HaGoyle, now we come to the Gula, a reference to the coming of Mashiach, the Acharis HaYomim. Always nice to learn about Pesukim of Acharis HaYomim. Achar Yimei HaGoyle, Yoshuva B'nei Yisholu V'Vikshu Es Hashem, Tini Mishur Mar B'Shimon Yuchai. We have a Braisa. Okay, this is a famous Chazal. Over here, all the Mefarshim on the page, they draw from this Chazal. This Chazal is repeated on the page over here 10 times. And what does it say in the Chazal? So Rashi quotes it. Rabbi Shimon Yochai taught, "B'shloisha dvarim moasu b'nei Yisrael b'mei Rechavam." There are 3 cardinal sins that were committed in the time of Rechavam. The Malchus of Yehuda and Yisrael split due to 3 major sins. Number 1, the 10 Shvatim, they rejected the Malchus, they rejected the Malchus Shomayim, they rejected Hashem. Number 2, the Malchus based David. And number 3, Uve Beis HaMikdash, they rejected the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. Hadohu d'chsev, Ein lanu chelik b'David, kimashmo'oi. It says back there in Sefer Melachim, Perek Yudbeis, Melachim Al Perek Yudbeis, they said to Rechavam, Ein lanu chelik b'David. That's what they broke off. And it says there, Le'oiholecha Yisrael, to your tents. That was a rejection. Al tikri lo'halecha ela le'lo'hecha. Don't read lo'oyel, but to your gods. They rejected Hashem. And when it says re'ei beischa David, see your house, that refers to the Beis HaMikdash that was built by David. Ze Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya ein marin. Therefore, what will be the sign of the Gula Hasida when Klal Yisrael does teshuva for these 3 sins? They once again embrace Hashem, they embrace David HaMelech, and they yearn for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Marin, Simon Tov, Lishol, Ad Sheyachzu, Vivakshu, Shlashtan. We have to seek out all 3. Hado Dursiv, Achar, this Pasuk. See how important this Pasuk is. This Pasuk we're learning over today is so fundamental. It's really unbelievable how fundamental this Pasuk is, because this is what we need, this is what we have to focus on in order to for Mashiach to come. All 3 ideas I've mentioned in this Pasuk, Achar, Yashuv, B'nei Yisrael, Uvikshu Es Hashem, they're going to seek out Hashem, Zo Malchus Shamayim, the Ace David, Malkom, Kimashmo, Malchus David, Ufochadu El Hashem, V'El Tuvo, what's the Toiv? The Toiv is the Beis HaMikdash. Not like the Mitzudo said. The Mitzudo says that it refers to Parnasa. Parnasa, the Hashua Sashrina, he learns, it refers to Beis HaMikdash, Do'at Omar, Hohor HaToiv HaZeh. What is HaToiv? HaToiv is the Beis HaMikdash. Ufochadu, V'chordu, V'duagu, He'och Le'Herot, so slow. Not like the Mitzudos. Everyone is struggling here. You can see what is the precise meaning of the word Pachat. We know what Yireh is, but what does it mean Pachat? So here he says Pachat means to chore means to shake. You shake in fear, how lehirot so slow, that we should be find favor in Hashem's eyes. We should be appeasing, we should be rotzayin. Lehirot so means that we should find rotzayin, goodwill in the eyes of Hashem. So beautiful positive teachings over here, this is the secret of Mashiach. We have to yearn for all 3 things. Where in our tefillos do we combine the 3 together? In Birchas HaMazon. In Birchas HaMazon, in the Birch of Rachim, Rashim, Lekenu, Al Yishra, Noch, V'al Yishra, Noch, V'al Tzio, Mishkan, V'nech, V'al. Yeah, we go through there. We mention there David Malkam, Uvneyu, and then we come Uvneyu Shalayim. That bracha of Rachim Na, there is an allusion to all 3. We yearn for Hashem to return. We yearn for David, and we yearn for the Beis HaMikdash every single day when you bench. Okay, it's the biggest skula. The biggest skula is Birchas HaMazon, infinitely greater than the skula are reciting the Parsha Saman. Doesn't hurt to say Parsha Saman. Shulchan Aruch, it says you should say Parsha Saman every single day. There's no doubt about that. But not to lose sight of what the Ikka is Birchas HaMazon. All the secrets of the world are found in the Birchas HaMazon. Okay, that concludes Rashi and the Mitzudos. Before we go to the next parak, let's see here another interpretation. Let's see the Malbim. The Malbim is very interesting how he learns what all of these numbers mean. Okay, let's see Malbim Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. It's on page 49. Vaymar Elecha Yomim Rabim. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Yomim Rabim. Let's just go, he has a lot of interpretation, but let's just focus on this one, not to get too bogged down. Pasuk Gimel. Okay, Pasuk Gimel, it's on page 49, Vaymar Eleha, Yamim Rabim Te Shvili, Hisna Imoshe Tamtin Alav Yom Rabim, Umeshach Hayom Ha'ele Lo Sizni, Hashtet Klai Shal, should wait for Hashem for many days, and should not stray. Derech Znus. Lo siel ish derch nisuin vegamani eloich ki achar yom rabim ekochech li liisha. Hashem promises us that after a long goal, He will take us back as a wife. Vahanimshal, what is this referred to? Shehashem karo oisa bigolusa bachamisha osar kosef. What does that mean? Shebimei hagolus ein Hashem sholem. Yud ke vav ke. What is yud ke? 15. Yud is 10. And he is 5. Ki yod al keis ko milchama lahashem ba'amolek. We are still under the influence of Amolek. And therefore Hashem's name is incomplete. It's only yud kei. So that's what it refers to. Hashem, that during the days of Golus, I'm only going to be to you with the shame yud kei. The full shame will not yet be revealed. Ve'ein mishtamesh rak b'chatzi Hashem, rak b'yud kei, shem misporoi tesvav. So when it says over here that our parnasa is from year to year. We have no guarantee. The most we can expect is what's this year, one year at a time. You can't look long term. It's only a one-year investment. And our food is limited. It's barley. Barley is a remes that our food is going to be very limited. We should not go and stray. Hashem will yearns for us. So this is a new interpretation referring to the 15 is half Hashem's name. Okay, and the Choymer Soirim Velesech Soirim doesn't really explain the significance of 30 and 45. Okay, he doesn't do that over here. He does not do that here. He just says that, I don't know where he gets a year. Somehow he's reading it over here, the Mezonesech Kisavim Rak Lashana Bechol Rosh Hashana, once a year. Maybe it's because of Achadita, but Achadita comes at the very, very end. Elchai refers to Yimos HaMashiach. Okay, I'm not sure how he's merging all that in together, but that's the basic idea of the. Okay, now let's just go back. Maybe let me just go back to the Malbim before. He says there are more. Okay, this is basically the same thing. Okay, now, one more parish before we go further, and that is the Radak. Radak is also entitled to a unique interpretation of these psukim. So if on page 47, look at the Dibur HaMaskel, the Choymer Soirim, the Lesech Soirim. What does this mean? Heim Gam Kim Chamisha Osar, Kia Choymer So far he's basically repeating the mitzudos. The Mitzudei says that when we talk about a choimer, we're focusing on an eifa. How many eifos are there in a choimer? 10. How many eifos are there in a lesech? 5. 10 plus 5 is 15. And that refers to Kiaseres Habatim Choymer, Velesechu Khatzi Choymer, Uperish of Sadigoin, Choymer, okay, that period. So that is 15, and the 15 refers to, that's what the Mitzvah says, the 15th day of Nisan. Okay, either the 15th day of Nisan, or let's say the 15th. The Mitzudai said that it refers to the 15 prophets. The 15 prophets who prophesied regarding the Achris Hayamim. And here he quotes Rav Sadia that says something similar to the Mitzudos, but not exactly the same. And here Rav Sadia, Perush Rav Sadia Goyim Zal, Choymer V'lesach, Sheheim Chamisha Osar Kneged, Moshe V'Aharon U'Miriam, Ushneim Osar Nisim Sheyatsu Mimitzrayim. Isn't that beautiful? There were 15 leaders. Did you ever hear this number in reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim? Never. You focus on, there were 12 Nisim who brought special korbanos. You focus on Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron were shakil. Occasionally you learn that there really were three leaders. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Okay, they're a team, a trio. Moshe and his schus was the man, Aaron's schus was the Anani HaKavod, and Miriam and her schus was the Be'er. And these were the three leaders of Klal Yisrael, all zeichah to a Misa bin Ashika. And here he says, no, don't look at Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam alone. They're part of the team. The team is 15, because we have 12 Nisim. So 12 plus 3 is 15.
It makes sense, according to the Medrash, that each shaver had its own
flag. Each had its own what?
Had its own tunnels that go through.
Kriyas Yamsuf.
Right.
And they talk, so what about Moshe? But Moshe and Aaron and Miriam were part of Sheva Levi. They didn't have their own tunnel. There were only 12 tunnels. 12. There were 12 tunnels, and Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam was part of Sheva Levi. But over here he's saying, when you go and look at the big picture, according to the Rav Sadiq, and it's really fascinating, he say there were a total of 15 leaders in Klal Yisrael. The 12 Nisim, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So for every woman, you need 14 men. 14 men. Kiyod, that's why it's Kiyod al Keskot. You need Yod, you need 14. 14 for every to match a woman, you need 14 men. Okay, so here it says the Yiddish, the Farish Lady, the time we would the Rav Sadi to go back to the Nuria. I lost the place. Okay, Rav Sadi going Zal Chaymer Slech Shem Shem Chamishos Kenegan Moshe Van Miriam. Ushleim Asar Nisim Shiyatsim Mitzrayim Levi Yepirish. The Yiddish, the Farish. That needs another interpretation. Not finished yet. V'yesh l'farish, linyan sheperish ha-metargem, chamish ha-osar kesef, chamish ha-osar b'nisan, on the 15th day of Nisan, yeh perish, choymer v'lesech mispar hayam, mishayatsu yisrob mitshayim atshaba midbar Sinai. 45. Okay? He's going back to what it said in Rashi. Why we break it up into two different parts? We break up 30. There are 30 saw in a choymer. There are 15 saw in a lesech. 30 plus 15 is 45. What happened 45 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim? Vayavo Midbar Sinai. They came to Har Sinai. You know, the number 45 is one of the most fascinating numbers. I have a long, long list of 45s. The number 45, it keeps on popping up wherever you turn. I got into 45 because I was learning kinos. There are 45 kinos. Okay, that's traditional. For the last few hundred years, there are 45 kinos that Ashkenazim recite. So I don't know how I got into this somehow. So what's the significance of the number 45? So just sort of out of the blue came up all of these 45, just started to appear over and over. And here we're learning now a new 45. Like one of my favorites is how many stones are there on the Kosel Hamaravi today? There are 45 rows. You can't see them. Some of them are buried underneath the ground, underneath the coastal plaza, Gesundheit. But total, there are 45 rows of stones. And those rows of stones, they basically represent the entire Jewish history. Okay, they represent. I actually learned today. I came across something very, very. I never heard this thing. I don't know what the source is. It's a medrash that there were 7 people who put down stones in the Kosel Hamaravi. Adam Harishon, is that possible? Adam Harishon put down the first stone, and then Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, David, and Shlomo. Okay, that's 7. Did I skip someone? Adam, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, David, and Shlomo. Each one of these people had a physical, actually did something to where the Kosel Hamaravi is today. Okay, whatever that means. And then on top of that, we have stones from the time of the Bayesh. What we could see today are stones from the Bayesh Sheni. And then there are stones from later, another period of time. I don't remember all the details. Then from the modern, from more recently, Montefiore. Moshe Montefiore, because they were throwing down garbage upon the people who davened there, the Arabs on top. And then there were stones from a little bit later, from even more recently. Okay, so you'll tell me, what's the big deal? 45, I mean, some of the stones were put down probably only 100 years ago, right? So what's the big deal? You're right, I don't know. Is it significant? But again, that number keeps on popping up. Here we have another 45. And what is that? This event, Bayoim Hazeh Bohu Midbar Sinai. It's really remarkable. Ilu Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai Viloi Nosan Lanu Es HaTorah Dayenu. How much ink was spilled to find a good interpretation for those words? What's the purpose of coming to Har Sinai without receiving the Torah?
I heard the Rav Huna said that they witnessed Kavod HaTorah.
Kavod HaTorah. That was what happened in Har Sinai. It's beautiful. That's a very beautiful idea.
That strayed him.
Beautiful. Yeah, of course. Right. Of course. But that's a very beautiful idea.
Even without the Torah.
Har Sinai was Kavod HaTorah. Okay. Partial, like we said before, everyone you teach in kindergarten, it's Achdus. Bayoyim Hazeh Bar is Vayichan Yishol Shom Neged Ha'har Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Klal Yishol achieved Achdus. Forget about the Torah. Achdus. He's saying a new idea. Beautiful. Kavod HaTorah is what they achieved in that moment. There are a lot of perushim. Take every Haggadah, you'll find a new perush. But it's a very significant event. And that event is all wrapped up in the number 45. And who says this? The Radak says this. And who else said this? Rashi. Okay, Rashi said this. Rashi said the perush. Why are we breaking down the number into three parts? It's 50 days. So why? 30, 15, 5. 30 for the month. Another 15, Bayoim Hazel Bohu Har Sinai, and the other 5 is to get to Kabbalah Satorah. But 45 is a number that keeps on popping up. So the Perish Chaimel Zachzam Yom Shiyos Mishol Mimshav Ve'at Shabbat Midbar Sinai V'Kiblu Sham V'Kiblu Sham Es Satorah. Okay, and then and he's skipping over here. He leaves out the 5. I don't know why he's doing that. Ki Chaimer Hu Shloishim Sein V'Lase Chamish Asar Sein Hinei Arba'im V'Chamisha 45. V'chamisha also yom shenisharu minisan u'shloishim shel iyar harei arbom v'chamisha. Repeats that twice. I don't know. He repeats that twice. He doesn't tell you about the 5 that's missing. I guess he considers once you come to. It seems like he's saying it as irrelevant. The last 5 days, once we're by Har Sinai, that's irrelevant. How long it took until we were makabel the Torah. The main thing is to come to Har Sinai Rosh Chodesh Sivan. U'mash amar. Not like Rashi told us yomim rabim. Yamim is 2, Rabim is 3, for more for 5. Umasham Soirim Shu Machal Habehemos, Lefi Sharefa Om Yeshotim Chama Ashikibu Atoro Hoyu Kibehemos. Okay, the Radak does not mince words. The Radak says that we were like animals. We behave like animals. We were on a very low spiritual level. Kisus Kiperet Ein Havin. Like a horse and a mule that has no understanding. Oivdim Bechomer Ulevenim. We worked. We only know how to work. We do not know how to involve ourselves in spiritual matters. They became more understanding. Then he goes into Rashi. Okay, Rashi. When he quotes Rashi, we did already, where he discusses the idea of erchin, the idea of that these numbers over here, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gave us the option of redemption. We can redeem our souls for just a few dollars, a few shkolim. Okay, so this pretty much concludes everything we want to discuss. Now we're going to go weiter. But maybe let's try the memory, try a game, and see if we can try to remember. We can remember all the various perushim that we've come away with in these numbers 15. So let's try to just think out loud. Number one was the Targum. Okay, number one was the woman who's over here. Okay, there is one thing over here. Let's do one more thing before we wind down, and that's the Likutei Shas. Okay, it's always good to remember the Mamar Chazal. It's on page 51 on the bottom. Ein Trefoy, Ein Eifoyd Utraf. Let's just see what it says on Pasuk Dalet. A few of the Mamar Chazal. No, there's something else I wanted to mention. Another thing that's important. I'm sorry, I forgot. Okay, there's another important Chazal, 45. That's on page 47. Okay, let's go to page 47. And let's focus on the third line down. Okay, the third line down, a very important Chazal, Gemar Masechta Chul, and you can't leave this out. It would be incomplete without reading this. Page 47, on the very bottom, Likutei Shas, U'midrashet Hatanoim, Vo'ekreholi B'chamisha Osor Kosef. I purchased the Jewish people for me for 15 coins of silver. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yoy Tzadok. Ein Kira El Shoy Mechira. Kira means I've purchased. Shenemar. The Kivri Asher Korisi Li. Avraham, who said that? Who Yosef said? Who's Perik Nun? That must be Yosef. Yaakov. Yaakov said that to Yosef. Make sure you bury me in the Ma'aretz Machpelah. Okay. Bachamisha Osar. Zeh Chamisha Osar Benisan Shabo Nigalu Yisrael Mimitraim. So far, so good. Kosef Elu Tzadikim. Kesef refers to Tzadikim. V'chinu Aimer. Tziror, this is new. Okay, this is new. Kesef is a code word for tzadikim. How do we know this? Tziror hakesef lokach biyodoy. Hashem took the tzadikim with him. That Hashem, this is a very frightening chazal, that before tragedy comes to the world, Hashem takes away the tzadikim. So the tzadikim should not suffer. And this pasuk was said before the Churban Beis Bayis Rishon, when the Nebuchadnezzar, or Tito, when the Nebuchadnezzar and the Zaradan, when they had a dilemma, should they proceed to conquer Yerushalayim? And the answer was given, so I don't remember who said what, but they said, I'm afraid, because there are tzaddikim, and the zuchus of the tzaddikim will protect the people from being conquered. So the response from the Navi was, you have nothing to worry about. Hashem took away the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim have all died. Hashem caused the tzaddikim to die prematurely, so the Jewish people will not have someone to protect them. Therefore, you'll be able to succeed and conquer Yerushalayim. And the pasuk that was told to Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan was the pasuk, Tziror HaKesef Lokach Biyodai. Hashem took the bundle of silver in his hand, meaning the kesef are the tzaddikim, Kisufim, people to whom Hashem yearns for, people who are precious to Hashem. Now we come to, now how many tzaddikim are there in this world? So what will you tell me? There are Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, 36 tzaddikim, Ashrei Ashayase L'Yichake Eloi. I don't remember the exact words of the pasuk, but those who yearn Loi, Loi is B'gematria 36, and Chazal say there are 36 people in this world that are always yearning for Hashem. But we have another Chazal that says there are 45 tzaddikim. Okay, I told you, the number 45 is a spooky number. 45 tzaddikim. Tzirar ha-kesef lokach biyada choymer shloishim sa. A choymer shloishim sa. And so'irim v'lesa chamisha asa sa. So'irim. 30 plus 15. Elu arboim v'chamisha tzaddikim. Sheho oilam miskayim bohem. Tahainu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oymer Konisi Li L'Yisrael, I purchased me L'Yisrael B'chamish Asa B'nitzan B'shvil HaTzadikim, B'shvil HaTzadikim in the Zuchus of the Tzadikim. Ve'ein Yodea Im Shloishim Kan B'Babel V'chamish Asa B'aretz Yisrael. So how come it's broken down? Why is it broken down between 30 and 15? The answer is because there's 30 in one location and 15 in a different location. And the two locations are Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Li'aretz. I do not know where they are. The Im Shloishim Eretz Yisrael, the Chamish also Kan, Kishu Oimer, Ve'ekho Shloishim Kesef, Vo'ashlich Oisei Beis Hashem El Hayoitzer. In Zechariah, we have yet to learn that pasuk. So therefore, this pasuk is said in concerning Eretz Yisrael. Have you Omer Shloishim be'Eretz Yisrael? It must be by process of elimination. V'chamish Osar Kan. There are 15 in Golos. So we have here now a new interpretation from Chazal. There are 45 tzaddikim upon whom the world exists. Of another Chazal that says there are 36, and there's another Chazal that says two. Was it two? I think it says two. And the Gemara says, well, I don't remember all the details, but there are different levels. And one level is you're able to come into Shemayim without permission. You have you have a special badge, a special security pass that allows you unlimited access. But the people that are not holding on that madrega, they're tzaddikim, they have a VIP pass. But the VIP pass only active at the goodwill of the administrators in Shemayim when they want you to come. You can't come there uninvited. So, different levels.
36 is the part that unlimited?
No, I don't think so. I think two is unlimited. In every generation, there are only two people who have unlimited access. And then there's 36, I don't know what that means, and then there's 45. And they have.
So Esther was unlimited, she just walked, you know.
Maybe her righteousness, Esther, unlimited. It's Rami's unlimited access.
Like, maybe Choni Amagel was also unlimited.
In every Gemara, I think there are two people, unlimited access. Correct. So again, another number 45. So now after we finish this, so let's now think out loud and try to remember all the various perushim. So the first pshat is, it's dates. Simple dates, 15, right? It's on the 15th day of Nisan. Hashem redeemed us, and the pasuk repeats itself, the 15, the 30, sa'ah, and the 15. So it's again, it's 10 and 5. It's 10 ephahs. Echoimer is 10 ephahs. A lesech is 5 ephahs. 10 plus 5 is 15. We're just repeating the idea. 15, the 15th day of Nisan. Okay, the next interpretation was, 15 means 15 prophets. In Mitzudos David. Very unique, very, very original. That you study Tanakh, and you will discover there are only 15 prophets who gave over a nevuah regarding what it's going to be like the Acharis Hayamim. And note who's not on the list. Who did not make it to the top 15? Moshe did not make it. Yaakov did not make it, even though Yaakov said, "He osuv yagido lochem, eis asher yikre lochem." And Yaakov is not on the list. Why not? So maybe it says the Chazal, the Shechina went away. He did not tell them. But other Mefarshim say, no, he did tell them. It's all hidden in the Birchos Yaakov. When in Ruvin, Bukhariyata, Koichi, Vereshoni, in those psukim is Merane's Acharis Hayamim. Obviously, the Mitzudos is not working with that interpretation because he's telling us they don't count. Or maybe the Mitzudos don't want to count people in Torah. Or Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to say that Moshe never said anything mamish explicitly in reference to Acharis Hayamim? I don't know. He's not counting. He does give us a very precise list of who makes it to the top 15. Okay, that's already two interpretations. Then let's think of Rashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi said 15 also refers to the 5th day of Nisan, but then when it says the 30 and the 15 and the 5, this is days. The next number refers to the days. How many days are there going to be until Matan Torah, which includes the Mon, includes Har Sinai, and includes Kabbalah Satorah. Then Rashi gave us the Perish Shem of Haigoin. Beautiful interpretation. And it refers to the Erech value. We'll over here lose to the entire section, Parashat Zbichu Koisai, the Erech value of every male from 1 month old until even over the age of 60. Okay, then we had the parish of, let's see, of the Malbum. And the Malbum quoted, the 15 refers to the 15 leaders of the Jewish people. Moshe, Aaron, and the 12 Nisim. Okay, it's already five interpretations. And then we have the Gemara. And the Gemara tells, what is the 15? What is this number? We're only counting 45. 45 alludes to the 45 tzaddikim upon whom the world, and whose merit the world exists. And then we had the Radak. And the Radak, he quoted something. The Radak was the one that said the Malbim. The Radak was the one that said it refers to the Moshe Aaron and the 12 and the Sim. But the Malbim was the one that gave a new. The number 7 is Yud Kei. Ki Yod Al Kei Ska. 15 is the number. Hashem's name is incomplete. Yud Kei is Begematria 15. It's not 26. We have only exist today with half of Hashem's name. So Sach HaKol, we've extracted from these psukim 7 different ideas. I think I've gone through the 7 different ideas of the significance of these numbers, of what the pasuk here is coming to allude to in this sequence of the 15 kesef, then a choymer of so'irim, 50 alesach, yamim rabim, And then the last pasuk was really beautiful. This chazal of Achar Yashuv B'nei Yisrael. There are three cardinal sins that were committed, and we have to do tshuva for all three in order to be zeicha to the Gula HaSida. All right, I think with that we can stop. Let's pick up tomorrow with Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet will start tomorrow.